we back? This thing is a battery eater. Well, then again, I have been recording on this quite a bit lately for at least 20 minutes a shot for each one.
So I'd say it's holding up pretty well then. It's doing good. It's doing good what you need to do.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I gotta say thank you again to our, one of our legends for allowing for funding 3DO-chan.
Must give a big shout out to that legend.
Indeed. The only thing about, I love the over-ear because I hear really well with these, but with my piercing, it kind of hurts a little bit because it like presses right against it.
Sorry. Do you want me to take the headphones back?
No, because I use these when I edit and stuff too. I'm used to it, but at the same time, I'm like,
It's just that
hey.
one thing, you know. And I get it. If it hurts, it hurts. I mean, but you seem like you're taking it like a champ, so.
I'm used to taking pain.
You heard it first here, folks.
I
Kitty can take it.
can take the pain.
Yes, she can. So, let's see. We were talking quite a bit about your characters.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time with Kalia. And people keep forgetting that the whole story first started with Freya, the Kitsune.
Yes. I do remember actually Freya somewhat.
They're gonna go back to your cabin, and Freya's just gonna have the whole place burned down and bonfire, eating all the food. I did a Freya porn.
You did a Freya porn.
Yeah.
Oh wait, was that the other one that you that was that the other photo shoot that you did while I was.
No, that's the no, actually, it's my joke when I do the not safe for work ASMRs for Patreon. I call it porn. I'm like, that's kind of what it is. It's audio porn.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
I see. So then who was your other character that you did for that shoot? Because
I only did Tiki for that.
So the rest were just you being, you know, cute and dressy.
Yep.
No questions or qualms here. I mean, the way she was dressed up, folks, you might as well thought she was a character, but nope, that's just her being beautiful.
You're so cute, baby.
Says the one who dressed cute. So, anyways,
It needs more. Anna, get on this.
Yep. Hey, I can start sending her work for my OCs, for my girls. She can fix some of the problems that Demi, well, that my other artist had with my characters. And I'm not knocking her talent. It's just when you compare and contrast, there is no comparison. Anna's art is just superior.
And she works fast too. You're not taking a million years to be like, you got this going yet?
Well, the million years part is kind of the fact that, you know, she focuses on a, you know, a wide variety of clientele. I mean, I'll say this in her defense. She focuses on a wide variety, whereas Anna seems to be kind of, you know, dialed in for you and your group.
Well, she gets other stuff too, but and also she works on Adler's Watch. Her main focus is her comic.
Valid point. So, yeah, my artist is good.
I think it would make her day. I need to talk to her if we did an audio together, maybe doing a read of some of her pages of Adler, Sammy, and Marie.
Maybe even get a discount on the next bit of art?
I already get a discount.
Well, you get a discount, but what about me?
I don't know. Maybe do a read of, like, her first several pages with, Adler, Sandy, and Marie.
Sure. And besides, I have no problem paying full price to support Anna. Yeah. So.
Her apartment with...
Yeah, but hey, we're not going to worry about that right now.
The cluster. I love Anna. She's seriously, like, she's one of my best friends. I've known this girl for years. Like, years. We go way back.
I know the type.
We're pretty gay for each other. In a hetero life mate way, we're pretty gay for each other.
Yeah. I got nothing else to add to that, folks.
I need to show you her brother's film work because it cracks me up. He has this character that his friend plays called Unsweet Tea. And just that name just makes me laugh so hard. It's a character that, like, goes to prison and then comes back and is like, well, my name is Unsweet Tea. And the dude's wearing his hair in, like, little pigtails, and it's great. It's great. It's a film series he's made. It's called Food Game.
And oh.
It's amazing. And I'm proud to say that Jenna Marbles saw it. Because she favorited it when I tweeted it out. She liked the tweet and replied to it and said, lol, this is gold.
Outstanding. You heard it here, folks. Good enough for Jenna Marbles, good enough for the rest of the world.
I adore Jenna. Like, I really do. She's older than me, but we're like spiritual twins. Though I have to say, if I was an actual twin with somebody, it'd be Bo Burnham.
Now, why is that?
We think exactly the same.
Really? Can you give us an example?
Like his song "Art Is Dead," I feel that in my soul.
Damn.
It relates to so much, like, it's just the feeling of imposter syndrome. Like, it's how I feel being a sex worker.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the lines where it's like I'm taking all this money you worked really hard for while I slept late and you work at the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm like, that hits me deep. Because I do feel a lot of guilt knowing so many people I see work shit jobs for shit pay, and they save up, and they come see me, and I can make it an hour, but some people make it a month. Hmm. And that fucking bothers me. Like, yeah, I still split it with the house, and that's malarkey for another day. That's a malarkey, but that's for another day. But
mm-hmm.
I've already ranted on Discord about why that system is very broken in the modern times, but I still have the potential to make, let's say I make in a day what people who work fairly decent jobs could make in a month. I have that potential. And that bothers me to the core of my being, to the point where I have lowered my rates so I can go to sleep at night.
Damn. I didn't even know you did that much. Well, for what it's worth, I mean, being a guy who works an honest 9-to-5, and then goes out and blows his money on gaming stuff, or not all of it, but some of it on gaming stuff, other on, you know, sporting goods and whatnot. You know, I understand that, you know, people spend their money on what they want. I mean, some people don't spend their money on what they need. Some people need, you know, an abnormal experience or something. You know, maybe it's a one and done, you know, do it once, never do it again. Or maybe, you know, they keep coming back to it for one reason or another. But regardless, You know, that is a choice on their behalf. Secondly, and more importantly, I mean, you're working an honest job yourself. I mean, it might not seem like it, but I mean, work is work, and you do it not, you don't do it just for yourself. You do it for, people you love. So.
And I'm starting to get imposter syndrome again doing this whole YouTube thing and Patreon because it goes up and up. And I'm on Discord and I know what some jobs people do and the money they give me. And that's why I'm like, I stress only pledge what you can honestly afford. Don't feel the need to throw all of your hard-earned money at me. I'm just a person.
This is true. Now, I do understand, people wanting to support people that they care about, especially in times of crisis. I know that my heart went out to a cosplayer, two of them actually. My heart went out to for my friend Heather, who I've met a handful of times at conventions. When she lost her mother and then her father. I believe natural causes or just illness, but they're both gone, and I wanted to reach out for them, for her, because of her loss. Another cosplayer, who had some medical bills that she needed to take care of, started selling sets, risque characters in compromising poses. But it's for a cause that's not just, oh, hey, I need more money so I can buy more costumes, or oh, hey, I need more money because, I want this sweet new car, or these slamming new boots.
Not to flex with.
Right, it's literally, hey, I'm, this has happened to me and I'm in trouble. Can anyone help? And if you want to, I understand, wanting to help, but, like Kitty just said, don't pledge or don't give to the point where you put yourself in a bad spot. So,
And it's like, if you have to skip a month and you've been pretty loyal, and especially if you're on Discord, just talk to me. I'm not gonna kick you out because you miss a month or two because you're in a tight spot. I mean, I care more than that.
she really does. I mean, like, she and I have both been in situations where we've had to, watch our cash and, not, take a little bit out of the savings or refocus, reallocate, that paycheck that we just got that we busted our butts for, and, threw our backs into the overtime for, we had to reallocate it for something else because XYZ, So she gets it, I get it, and I won't think less of anyone if you don't pay her. I mean,
Yeah,
for a
if
month.
you go a long time, then we'll have a talk. Or if you're being, a dick about it. But if it's an honest situation, because the bare minimum to just to be on the Discord is a dollar.
Yep, 100 pennies.
Most people can afford a dollar.
Yep.
But if you pledge more than that because you want more and you miss a month, just talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's as simple as that. Now, with that said, please, please do not abuse this generosity. Kitty knows, she'll be the judge of, what's honest and what's not. And I'm not trying to say y'all a bunch of fakers, but,
I've
well,
had a couple of situations.
yeah. And I can, I mean, heck, I can use a perfect example. One of my bosses at work, when we do rebuilds, You know, sometimes we can't get to them, so we put them on a shelf with a note and say, hey, whoever can get to these, you know, please get them. You know, I couldn't because we were too busy and I couldn't stay late. So, and my boss literally said, you know, we can help each other out, but don't abuse it. Well, his response in context is really bad enough that's for another rant for another time. The point is that everyone can, you know, everyone is able to get a little bit of help here and there. I mean, that's what makes a good unit. That's what makes a good family, is everyone helps everyone else out when they need a little bit of help, a little bit of, you know, stability, getting back on their feet. It's when you start taking that stability, that crutch, that, you know, helping hand for granted, and you don't try to, you know, build yourself back up. That's when you start having problems.
Yeah, and I'm a very understanding person, but also I've mentioned this quite a few times, but it's thanks to you guys and the amount I'm currently making that I can afford to put my little one in daycare full time during the week, and that's been very beneficial to the little one. Much more so than it is to me. I'm like, yeah, it frees up my day so I can make videos and take care of other things, but my little one is getting the socialization they need and learning things.
She gets the education she needs. She gets the supervision. Well, she gets time away, you know, time with kids of a similar age, and also, you know, structured activities which help build character, as well as, I'm losing my track, but long story short, it is helping the old one tremendously, which is not possible without your help. So, from the bottom of my heart and from Kitty's, thank you.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. And I just noticed, I'm looking at my nightstand, there are 4 bottles of lube.
2 of which...
it's just entertaining the crap out of me. Plus a bottle of massage oil. And a massage bar from Lush. What the actual fuck?
We've been busy, babe.
We've been busy. Well, to be fair, I used some of that stuff for my ASMR, because I did a virtual massage. It actually sounded really realistic.
Wow. All right, then. I did not know you did a virtual massage.
Yeah. I also need the lube with dildo chime to make the sex noises.
Dare we tell them about your other purchase, or no?
The one we just did?
Yeah.
The torture device?
Well, that's a harsh way to put it.
The torture device, BB.
Is you slip accents on me? I still don't know when we'd be able to test that little device, but I think it'd be hysterical.
I'm trying to stream and you're just like, I don't know if I can get away with that. Maybe that's for, no, it's for Chitty, that's for Chitty Twitch. Which I have yet to use. I'm having a good boob day today.
That she is. You should see her, folks. Light pink tank top. And, I mean, those tits look amazing. No bra. Just literally that tank top and my dog tags. Hurrah. Well, okay, she's got bottoms on too, but we're talking about the boob area, so.
Tess should be like a wonder of the world.
Sorry, I scrolled for a second. Where were we?
Talking about my boobs.
Yes.
You squirrel.
Yep. Which it's really hard to squirrel with on boobs, so.
You are an ADD child.
Yes, I am. I promise you I am. I have the paperwork to prove it. So.
Adderall is great.
Oh my god. Sure is. I was not a fan.
It makes me hyper-focus.
No, as long as it helps and doesn't hurt, that's the important thing.
And then it keeps me awake for like a day.
Which I don't necessarily condone, but as long as you're taken care of and safe, that's what's important.
Have you seen how long I can stay awake when manic?
I worry about that.
Oh, your voice sounds so good in this mic.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Do you like the way I sound right now? If I didn't know any better, I'd say I was stimulating our folks. Or do you just really like the sound of my voice whispering into your ear? This is hysterical. I love you, BB.
I love you too. We're so lame.
No, we're not. Why? Just because we were mushy in public?
We're very mushy in public.
So what? Who cares?
The anti-PDA squad.
Fuck them. Like, seriously, fuck them.
The people at the adult store thought we were pretty cute.
They... So, where we were going with this earlier... Yesterday, I helped Kitty run some errands so she could get ready for her trip. And she starts wandering through Sarah's Secret. Which, if you don't know, it's kind of an adult entertainment. Kind of like a sexy primarily like sexy lingerie. And she comes across, and anyone who's been in there knows that they have the wall of lingerie. Like, you know, all these different models, you know, showing off these different outfits. And she started asking, you know, what do you think would look good on me? I said, are you serious? I said, yes. Well, I started pointing to everything that I liked. And at one point, like, we had filled this little basket full of this stuff. And then we knelt down by some shoe, a little shoe rack. And we're picking through the basket, determining what is, you know, what we will buy, what we, you know, what we're going to return, what's a maybe. And then one of the associates says, you want to use the calendar? The counter? Excuse me. You all want to use the counter up at the front so we can, you know, so you're not squatting down on the floor? I'm like, yeah.
And she told us about the free shoes, which I couldn't take advantage of because they didn't have my size.
Which was so sad.
They had a lovely array of stripper heels.
Oh, they did.
I do own a lot of stripper heels, though.
And yet, I've only seen you maybe in like one or two.
You saw my gun heels.
Yes, I did.
They make other... There's a version of the gun heels... That's like a boot where like the straps go up, and mm-hmm. they have like shotgun shells on them. Nice. And then the heel's a gun. It's like all your favorite things in a shoe.
All your favorite things in a shoe. That's exactly what this is.
Don't die.
I'm not allowed to. So. But yes, they thought we were ridiculously cute, especially considering I was hugging on her quite a bit. Ultimately, we made our decisions. Then came... then came the makeup store, which...
They kept running up to us, and I'm like, I know what I'm looking for. Don't cut me.
Oh my god, yeah. They must have asked us, like... I know it was different people every single time, but they asked us, like, every 8 to 5 minutes, they kept asking, you know, do you need any help? Can we help you find anything? It's like, dadgum, folks. We're just browsing.
Look what I can do.
Oh, you are just one flexible goddess.
I can't see what I'm doing.
For those of you who don't know, she has her right foot behind her head. Doing some very, very sensual stretching right now. So, oh, that's right. So while we're in the makeup store, I heard a little noise that I equated with like a product alarm. And the next thing I know, I see someone moving very quickly towards the door. And then I hear, you know, one of the associates yelling at her, you know, ma'am, 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 ma'am. And the next thing I know, that woman hit the door, you know, and just ran out. I mean, the product alarm went off. And she shoplifted just like that, you know, just grabbed what she could and just ran out the door. And as soon as I saw that, I kind of, you can be the judge of this, whether or not I overreacted, but, for those who don't know, I conceal carry a 9mm handgun, everywhere I'm allowed to go. I mean, I follow the rule, follow the law, obey the no carry signs, but you don't need, but I'll tell you one thing, you don't need a gun to be, you know, to do the right thing. Or to, you know, try and do something right. Like, you know, try and stop someone from doing something that you know is wrong. Anyways. So I see her. So I see this woman, you know, just grab stuff, run towards the door, round a corner, and then just hit the door running. And my first instinct was actually to go and get right next to Kitty and make sure that she was safe. Now, no one was coming out. You know, I mean, it just so happened to be one lone shoplifter, but what if someone else started running out the door, you know, and nearly hit her, you know, tried to push her out of the way? Worse, what if someone, you know, grabbed her and, you know, try to do something to her amid the chaos? You know, I didn't know, so I ran up, grabbed her, you know, got her out of the walkway for a moment, and watched the door and looked around the store to make sure that nothing else was going to happen. Fortunately, it was just one lone player, you know, one lone woman who was desperate to try and get as much high price makeup as she could. And, you know, nothing else, you know, no other course of action needed to be taken other than just making sure that Kitty was safe. One of my other instincts with this was chase down the shoplifter. But I realized that, you know, I had Kitty with me, and so, and safeguarding her was my priority. Because she is VIP number one in my life. So, and I remember the sales associates being ridiculously frustrated with the situation because by their legal contract, they are not allowed to try and stop someone. Like, they are not allowed to, like, physically lay hands on someone unless it's a life or death situation, and shoplifting is not life or death. So literally all they could do is yell at that person while she ran out the door with, you know, with hundreds of dollars of makeup. So that was one of the fun experiences we had.
Unfortunately, that store has a whole bunch of cameras.
Oh yeah, they got cameras out the wazoo. And, this person is toast, no question. You know, they'll get, you know, they've got her face. I got a pretty good description of her.
And, the lady said she didn't grab makeup, she grabbed a bunch of fragrances.
That's right, fragrances.
Those are more expensive. Because that's right. They carry, like, Chanel and stuff, and you see the bottle with the yellow perfume in it?
I do.
That one's expensive. That one bottle. Mm-hmm. It's over $100.
Goddamn, baby. You got expensive tastes. Like I'm one to talk. I buy HK German weapons, of which, you know, can go up to $1,000.
To be fair, I only need like one bottle a year. I alternate between that and by a Theory Moogler Angel. I alternate between the two of those.
Fair enough. But yeah, that was the fun that we experienced yesterday. And fortunately for us, you know, it was just that one person and we were able to just carry on as normal afterwards. So, and for those who care, the shoplifter did technically get away, but like Kitty said, you know, they've got cameras, they've got, and they've got, you know, witness statements, you know, we have pretty good description of this person, so it's only a matter of time before this one's caught. Anyways, back off of my rambling,
kind of random, but did you know I have a perfume that's like almost $400?
No, I did not, baby.
It's from Guerlain. It's from France.
Makes sense.
I only wear it for very special occasions.
Like the Marine Corps ball?
Yes.
Really?
And it happened to be what I was wearing on our first date.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Well then, I guess we will have to make sure, we will have to find more and more reasons to celebrate. No, I'm not trying to run you out of your $400 perfume, I'm just saying.
I've had it for years now. I got it at the, Okay, so in Epcot at Disney World,
mm-hmm.
in their France section, they have a Guerlain store that has their makeup and their fragrances. And I got it there way back in, I want to say 2010? 2010? Yeah. I've had it for 8 years,
And it's a bottle about the size of this Red Bull can.
Wow.
I've used only this much.
Dadgum. So I would say definitely keep that bottle, and keep using it sporadically as long as it doesn't. I mean, I don't think it will go bad, will it?
No.
So, yeah, there you go. You've got probably like, you've got a while. But I would definitely say use that. Please use that for the Marine Corps ball, just because I think it'll definitely add to.
I'd have to take it to a grilling counter at a store to get it put into a travel thing, get a little bit put into it, because I'm not bringing that whole bottle with me.
No. Which I completely understand.
And I'd only trust a professional to pour it into a little travel spritzer. That way, if they fuck up, it's on them, not me.
Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. So, if I may, I'd like to shift gears, towards ASMR work.
I have one quick thing that I want to mention because it's on my brain. Sometimes I like getting offended for the sake of getting offended.
Really?
So I like to go to Sephora and look at the Tom Ford stuff and be offended that there is foundation that is $80 and lipstick that is $50.
Yeah, I know what you like to do.
I'm just like looking at them like, why? Why?
Like,
Why?
does this makeup come with a with a fucking blowjob? No. Then why is it this expensive?
I'm like, I understand like $30, $40 for foundation. I understand maybe $20 for lipsticks. I do have some $20 lipsticks. And then I go to NYX, where lipstick is at most $8.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can shift gears now. I was pointing out that talking about makeup perfume, I'm like, you know what? Tom Ford offends me just because it exists.
If we're gonna go that route, cry precision. Why the fuck are your pants $400? That's right, friggin' military, top tier military pants. And I get it, it's top tier, but still $400.
How much do they think military people make?
Not enough, but then again, I think this is the same shit that those Delta guys get. So,
So.
but then there's fucking 5-Eleven, who's a private brand that some agencies use, but then they sell some of this stuff for some pants of a similar design for like $300. And look at this, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. What makes these pants so damn good? These have to be fucking high fucking standard. And I've looked at some of these before, compared them with the Cry Precisions. Holy fuck, no. Those things shouldn't even be fucking 250. At most, they should be 175. And I get it, some clothes are fucking expensive because, a lot of wear and tear and testing goes into them. But
And the name.
yeah, unfortunately, the brand also carries a fucking fuck ton of weight.
I own Prada and Versace, so I did not get it new. I got it
Got it used.
consignment.
Oh, nice, good choice. But I digress. So, I want to know what everyone's thoughts are for those of you who've bothered to stick around this long and are into our,
I'm
5 a.m.
probably gonna divide
ramblings.
this into two parts.
Makes sense. For those of you who've stuck around this long, thank you. And now I want to, want y'all's opinion on me doing my own ASMR, maybe with Katie's assistance. Well, and not just her technical assistants, her also her acting assistants.
I know Misha's down.
Well, Misha's down, but, I mean, what I'm looking into is doing my own series of videos, my own type of videos. Specifically military and tactical types. You know, nothing, like, overtly, you know, Call of Duty-esque, but something that brings a little more realism, and but also, you know, something that's fun. Something that I take pride and passion in. Especially given, you know, my background in the military, I kind of want to see this. And here's why. Now, I'm not one to dog on other people's ASMR. I'm not. I get that everyone has their own style. I get that everyone has, you know, their own way of doing things. And, you know, by all means, you know, carry on and do what you want to do. But, okay, on my way over to Kitty's one day, I Googled, YouTube searched, you know, ASMR mission. Like, you know, just to see what came up. And lo and behold, I got one military-esque mission. And I'm not going to mention the YouTuber's name, for respect for him, but the way it was done, like, there's a lot of dead space, there's a lot of there's, you know, it doesn't really seem like he knows the material, which, you know, anyone who's not military, I get it, you wouldn't know the lingo, you probably wouldn't know technical terms, but it felt disjointed, it felt just, it wasn't right, it didn't feel good. Now, am I trashing his performance? No. You know, I get it. Everyone has their own methods, and everyone has their own standards, but it just didn't really scream. It didn't really make me want to stay in. Now, I brought that up to bring this up. Everyone else, aside from this one guy, did spy briefings. Like, spy missions, you know, and we're talking, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff, or 007 stuff, and, again, it just did not feel, it didn't feel right, so, I mean, I don't know what else to say. There's a lack of military-esque.
There's a lot of just, I think, like, I have two military videos.
One's same character. One's the IDF trainer, right?
They're both IDF. They're both Tova.
Well, there you go. But, it just seems that there's a lack of a, you know, there's a lack of the type that I'm looking to get into, and hence I want to try and kick in and break into that. Now, again, I'm not trying to say, oh, my ASMR is going to be better because I've been in the military, or, oh, my ASMR is going to be better because, you know, I give Kitty the D. No, that is not it. It's literally just, you know, if you're going to do, here's what I had a bit of a problem with. If you're going to do an ASMR, you need to believe what the hell you're doing, what the hell you're saying. You need to actually believe, you know, your words, your thoughts, you know. Put yourself in that their shoes. Put yourself, you know, in their position, and then kind of, you know, really immerse yourself into that thought process of getting into that character and then start recording. My little sister, not actual little sister, but, you know, I consider her family over the internet. Got some tips from Kitty. And she did, I think she did like 3 or 4 videos, using her OCs. And I can tell you, I believe her more than I believe, you know, some of these other people who probably have at least a little bit more experience than her. So, number one, if you are doing ASMR, you know, really immerse yourself into your character so you can...
This is if you're a role player, because there's different kinds of ASMR. There's people who just make sounds for the sake of sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's role players.
Well, in that case, I'm going to specify that my stuff is dedicated towards role playing. And if I'm coming off too harsh, I apologize. But, you know, if you want to do something, go big or go home. Now, that's my philosophy on it, you know. There's no such thing as overkilling it.
It's why I'm not a fan of scripts. It's why most of my stuff, like, I make keynotes, but I improv. Because it sounds more natural.
Well, right. I mean, what you have is kind of a... You have a roadmap, but you're allowed to take detours. You're allowed to take... You're allowed, as long as you're going in that same direction, you can kind of, you know, veer left, veer right, you know, without following, this is the route, go this way. You know what I mean?
You know what's funny is people compliment me on, like, my character names. I'm going to say, like, 75% of them, like, the names are either named after whales or hookers.
What's Kalia?
A whale.
Alright. So, but like I said, I'm wanting to kind of break in to try and do some things that I know I would enjoy. Military-esque. And I kind of want to know what y'all's feedback is on that. So...
I think you'd be good at it.
Well, thank you. I mean, I know I'm going to need your help for editing and sound effects and whatnot. But I'm more than positive that, you know, with you I can do a great job. And it would be a really good experience.
I thought it was interesting. Sorry to derail this a bit, but...
No, I'm done.
When I put up Tova, people were like, don't bring politics into ASMR. And I'm like, so her existence as specifically IDF military makes me making a political stance. When not once do I say anything about being pro-Israel. Not once do I say anything about being anti-Palestine. She's not even, like, I'm sorry, like, she's...
It's because she's Jewish.
She's paired with an American soldier. So, I'm sorry, if IDF is paired with someone from America, they're likely taking care of Syria.
Yeah. Or it's a joint op exercise, which I know Israel doesn't always join in NATO war games, but Israel is an American ally. So henceforth it is likely that the US and the Israelis will actually cross train. And I know this for a fact because I know of several units who deploy to the Middle East, or in that region, and then go to train with IDF, to either become better trained soldiers, or to try and help build better camaraderie and relations amongst allies. We had a military exercise, RIMPAC, a few years ago, which was largely the Marines working with the Pacific allies, specifically the Aussies, the Japanese, there were a couple others. I can't remember if the South Koreans were involved on this one or not, but there were a lot of allies involved with RIMPAC. So, I mean, so simply having an Israeli working with an American does not make it political. It's completely within normal realms. Yeah, I'm done with that little rant.
I know for a fact that America and Israel are together on Syria because I have a direct line of communication with someone who is involved in that.
Yep, you've got, I'm not going to say names, just for security purposes.
Got a cousin out there who, well, people on Discord, because, you know, I get the red alerts on my phone.
Oh, God, yes.
So, I've gone on Discord, and I'm like, oh, hey, red alert, there's a bombing here. Well, not a bombing, but a rocket strike.
There's an attack from the border, or towards the border.
Or in Gaza.
Yeah.
And it's because I want to know what it's like to be home. It's very weird. It's very weird. I guess it makes me weird.
No.
Because America is, for all intents and purposes, it's a very safe country. Like, yes, there are rough neighborhoods where there's gunfire and stuff like that. But we don't necessarily walk around worrying that we're going to get on a bus and it's going to get bombed.
No. No, we don't.
Not to the extent that I had to worry in Israel in the 90s, especially when Hamas was bombing buses and taxis left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them happened down the street from my family's home.
I mean, the worst we really have to worry about would be like a missile strike from a foreign nation. And if it does, I mean, the geological location of North America, pretty much, I mean, we have allies in the north. We have the Canadians. And we even have Mexico as an ally, so which makes up the North American continent. So anyone on the left or right who tries to do anything, I mean, we're going to have an early warning system, so we can immediately scramble jets to, you know, get in there and, you know, take care of something. Israel doesn't have that luxury, you know. I mean, they have their fighters on standby because, you know, if the Israeli Air Force has to take off, someone's going to die.
Israel's defense is the Iron Dome.
That's their that is their standing defense, but I know they have some top-notch ace pilots.
The thing about the Iron Dome is people think it's everyone just trying to protect Israel. I'm like, no, it's not protecting Israel from everybody else. It's protecting everybody else from Israel, because if a rocket lands on Israeli soil and kills Israeli citizens, Israel gets the right to declare war. You don't want that, because we will mow you down.
Now, what she means by that is Israel has been trained by some of the best. Israeli soldiers have been trained by some of the best militaries from the old World War II allies. Specifically, a lot of their training is modeled after the British, and anyone who knows the British militaries around the world, you know the Brits usually end up setting the bar. Everyone thinks, oh, America's the greatest military power. Well, they may be the most flexible and most versatile military power, but in my humblest opinion, and I come from the Marine Corps, where we cockily believe that we are the best, strongest, toughest, and, you know, most flexible combined arms force in the world. But even I know that the Brits are fucking crazy in their training. and they can get through it. You know, and their some of their training rivals the fucking Spetsnaz. And those guys set the bar on crazy. But anyways, I digress. What she was referring to as far as the Israelis will mow you down. The Israelis, when they go to war, they go to war. Anyone who's knows their history, it was the Six-Day War, right? Six-Day War, where everyone around, or virtually everyone around Israel declared war on Israel. You know, mobilizing, you know, airstrikes, attacks. And that little itty-bitty nation of Israel held everyone back from three to four sides. You know, everyone thought, oh, this is going to be a pushover. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a slaughter. It's going to be, you know, we're going to just take them down. No, the Israelis held their ground. They stood there, you know, and they stopped all the invading armies in their tracks. So, like Kitty said, you don't fuck with the IDF.
Yeah, it's seriously. It's like, I'm all about there being peace, but I cannot, in good faith, support Hamas because they're a terrorist organization disguised as a government, and they don't have their people's best interests in mind. They just have an agenda.
Many people can argue that everyone has an agenda, but, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, when you look at certain groups like Hamas or the Taliban, you know, it's true that they just have an agenda that they want, that they're trying to push, whether it be, you know, a religious agenda or a political agenda or something. They're pushing, but I do want to redact us back because I think we're getting a little bit off topic.
We're getting a little too deep into the politics here.
Unfortunately, which, you know, that's partially on me because when we get into military, I geek out.
You do.
Yeah, when we get into the military stuff, I geek the fuck out. Especially on the British and the Russians. But like I said, this is for another time. So, like I said, I'm looking at doing some ASMR work with military themes. If any of you guys have seen the movie The Rock or movies like, I can even give you a more recent one, Lone Survivor, Zero Dark Thirty, 12 Strong, you know. Scenes, you know, briefing scenes, trench scenes, you know, just kind of give you, an in-depth feeling of, you know, what it's like to be, you know, in the boots, you know, at various stages, you know, before a mission, during a mission, after a mission. I'm literally thinking of these as I'm going. You know, I'm just now thought of, like, you know, hey, you know, the boys are coming home. What are they going to be, you know, what are they saying? What are they thinking, you know, when they're on that boat or on that plane going home, and, you know, they're hours away from, you know, seeing their loved ones again. And, you know, just to kind of give some thoughts and perspective. Now, I have never personally been in those boots. I've never been in combat myself, so I will never claim anything that I don't know for fact, or, you know, but I can, with, you know, with talking with some of my people, some of my comrades in arms who have been deployed, you know, I can at least give somewhat of a, you know, second-hand, third-hand opinion or view on that, which hopefully will make for a good story, and hopefully you guys will enjoy.
So you got deep there, baby.
It's one of these that I kind of feel passionate about.
That's good. I want you to be passionate about things.
Yes. mean, anyone who's, I mean, I'll give you a kind of a good analogy. Anyone who's seen Full Metal Panic and knows the character Sosuke Sagar, the main male lead, I kind of pride myself a little bit as a more sensible Sosuke Sagara. You know, I'm not always just whipping my gun out and, you know, pointing at anything that might be a threat to a super special girl who happens to be able to use special weapons or anything like that. But no, it's like he lives with a mindset of, you know, always be ready, always, you know, never hesitate to act, never, you know, you can't hesitate, you have to make a decision, go left, go right, don't freeze. Plus always wanting to be there to protect whoever. It's not just the person that you love, it's everyone around you. It's for the love of the people. So, but like I said, yeah, Sosuke Sagara, kind of my go-to guy.
I am sitting super weird.
You are. Well, you're doing a stretch.
I'm just sitting.
You're doing a stretch.
I'm not stretching. I'm literally just sitting.
So what she's doing, folks, right now is she's sitting. She looks like she would be sitting Indian style, except she's pulled her right leg to her body, like to her chest. Her right knee is almost, it is touching her right elbow, or right shoulder, excuse me. Folks, it's after 5 a.m. in the morning, leave me alone. But her right knee is literally touching her right shoulder, and her right foot is touching her other shoulder, or nearly. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a stretch, and I'll tell you why. My gunnery sergeant had me do this, had us do this to kind of just cool down after we did long runs, or we did any sort of intense stretching or training. So now Kitty is trying to put her left leg over her head. Which, I don't know if she's just trying to be, I mean, if she is actually, if this is actually a stretch, or if she's just trying to be a contortionist. She's just kind of being funny right now. So, but that's alright. I love this silly kitty.
I love you.
So, let's see, but yeah, talked about my ASMR plans. We talked about the special little ring. And we talked about Kitty's lingerie.
Talk about our adventures.
Oh, yes. Talked about Anna's art. Talked about your support, what you're able to give versus, what you think you should give. You know, remember, if you can't support yourself, how can you support someone else? Not gonna mince words there. You take that as you will. Went a little off on the political end. Duly sorry about that.
We get deep sometimes.
Just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. So, but definitely want to say thank you guys for tuning in and hanging with us. I'm currently working on those scripts, and Anna, I'm still getting those commission pages together, so please be patient. I really want to see what you can do with some of my characters and some of my ideas. So please, please, please just hang in there. I'm trying to get you everything right, so that way it comes out the way we both want it. Be looking forward to those ASMR projects. I really hope that you guys enjoy them. It's going to be a little while because busy as hell. Plus Kitty's got, trips and I've got training. So, please just be patient. Give us time. We'll get the stuff out to you. that's pretty much all I've got for me right now. Kitty, what about you?
That's pretty much it. You kind of covered it, sweetheart.
Well.
And we gave the people what they wanted. They wanted to hear your voice some more.
This is true. Sorry I haven't been on for a while, guys.
You've just been busy.
Too busy. I don't like it.
They hear my voice all the time.
Well, yeah. You're the one they come to see.
You mean here? They don't see me. They just hear me, baby.
This is true.
Let me smash.
Let me smash.
Let me smash.
All right, fine. Get undressed. I'm kidding, folks. I'm kidding.
Or are you?
That's going to be for later. Anyways, I think this is about our stopping point. Hope y'all enjoyed, and y'all have a good day and stay safe, and we'll catch you next time.
See you next time, guys. We love you.
Love y'all. Mwah.